T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubenson here with you. The Giants are 2-0 in the preseason. Break up the Giants to talk about their latest victory and what we're seeing so far out of them. We bring in Paul Schwartz from the New York Post. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, Lori, I'm covering an undefeated team, so what could be bad, right?
Exactly. All right, so we know that the Bears did not play their starters this week. So hard to take away major sweeping conclusions, and we also know that this is preseason. However, Daniel Jones, the Giants rookie quarterback, give me your review after two games. Is it closer to Canton or closer to a bust?
Well, how about closer to a bust than Canton?
Canton or right? Bust?
Yeah. You know what? He is better than I anticipated he would be. You know, several months ago when they drafted him, and you heard about him. You heard maybe he doesn't have the greatest arm. He played in a program. They didn't win a lot. His numbers were pedestrian. So, you know, I did some research. I watched him. You know, I had some expectations for him, and he right now he's better than that. He's better than what I thought he would be. His arm is no problem. I mean, is it the greatest howitzer I've ever seen? No, but it's you would not come to practice every day and say that kid doesn't have an NFL arm. He's big. He can move. He is, you know, very much like a 22-year-old Eli Manning, and his comportment and his demeanor, very much. I mean, scarily. John Maris said when he met Daniel Jones for the first time, he thought it was eerie. It was like, he said it was like talking to a 22-year-old Eli Manning. And, you know, in the games, he's been really good. And, you know, sometimes operating with the first team offensive line, sometimes with the second team offensive line. I mean, the only glitches have been a couple of turnovers, which I'm not that concerned about.
Right.
I mean, I'm just not concerned about that. It's now, if it's a pattern, it develops that he can't hold on to the ball, you know, that's an issue. But he makes the throws. He makes the reads. You know what, Lori? You've seen many times, right, where a rookie comes in, it doesn't look right, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't,
yep.
As Pat Shurmur says, it doesn't really look like football.
Yep.
I think it looks like football with him in there, don't you?
Yes, and I'm with you. I think you and I were both on the camp of, from what we saw out of college, it was a surprising draft pick by the Giants at number 6. However, you and I both are from the school of, you know, we wish the kid luck. We want to see, you know, I would like nothing more than for him to be successful. It's, you know, it makes our jobs more fun when this team is better. Now, in terms of what we're seeing from him, I know there's a ton that it's preseason. We're not going to go crazy here, but the accuracy and what you're seeing with the ball placement and where he's putting the ball on receivers, that's something that, the mechanics of the throwing mechanics and the ball placement so far, I think are both things that I can look at and say, I think you can build on that.
Well, yeah, there's no question. Here's where the stats and what you see with your eyes don't connect, because, you know, he was not a high percentage thrower at Duke. And what happened? I think there are some metrics that say that he had more drop passes at Duke than any other quarterback at that level of football. So all these, you know, in the game the other night, he threw a pass into the tight end Scott Simons' hands and he dropped it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, that happens to every quarterback, but it happened to him more at Duke than most quarterbacks. They were playing with a different skill level at those positions. So he was better than his teammates in a lot of ways. You know, I see it in practice, the games. He's been better in the games than he's been in practice. And he's been pretty good in practice. But in the games, you know, he has been incredibly accurate. The throw to Cody Latimer on the left side, the touchdown pass to T.J. Jones.
Yep.
I mean, these are things of beauty. And you know, he's had time to throw. There's no question about it. Last week he's playing against Bears backups. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if this ramps up and, you know, there's more pressure on him and things. And we will see it in a couple of preseason games, and then we probably won't see it for a few months. So, we'll have to kind of keep these thoughts in our heads and wait till he's unleashed. But he looks good. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The thing that Giants like to say is he's checking all the boxes. And I think with, the boxes I have for him, he's checking a lot of those.
What's the attribute that you think the biggest thing he needs to work on right now?
I'm not sure. I mean, he's checking a lot of the boxes. I mean, I want to see, first of all, obviously ball security after last
right.
week. And, I want to see him make quick decisions, and I want to see him, when there's pressure. You know, we have not
yeah.
seen a lot of pressure in his mm-hmm. face. So that is not something I'm really saying I can't do. In practice, at times, when faced with pressure, his efficiency has gone down a little bit, understandably, but it has gone down a little bit. So that will be the next threshold I see in these games. When there's a guy coming at him, the mental stuff, I really want to see him hone in on. Physically, he looks good. It'll be interesting. They're not showing anything in the preseason, obviously. Three of these teams, they play in the regular season. They don't show anything anyway. But, I think he's going to be able to have these legs and things. He's going to be able to keep the ball and run it. He's shown it in practice a little bit, and he's a good athlete. So I think that's an undeveloped skill that he has that they're not showing yet. And, if he ever gets to the game, I think he can do some of that.
Talking to Paul Schwartz from the New York Post about the Giants, and you said before that Daniel Jones may or may not get into a game this year. Were you surprised when you saw the owner, John Mara, say he didn't want Daniel Jones to play this year? And I understand that his point was he wants the team to be successful. I felt like it would be okay to say, I want the team to win a lot, and I think that likely means that Eli will play a lot. But to say, I hope Daniel Jones does not play this year, seemed harsh to me. How did that strike you?
Well, I mean, it just in a vacuum, it sounds harsh, but he talked about his ideal scenario, and he said the whole thing. I hope he doesn't play because Eli's playing well and we're winning games. And that is what the owner wants. There's no question about it. I mean, this is not something that he's telling Pat Shurmur. He has to play. If you drafted him, Dave Gettleman, now Pat Shurmur, you have to play him. Look, John Mara is the owner, he's a football guy, but he's a businessman. Business has been really bad the last few years, right?
Mm-hmm.
8 wins the last 2 years.
Yep.
Since 2011, one playoff appearance. Business is bad. He wants, and he loves Eli Manning. Let's get that out, right? He loves Eli Manning, realizing that he's not going to play forever. He wants Eli to play well, the team to win. Now, that doesn't mean they have to win 12 games. John Mara said when asked directly the other day, what is a winning season? What is a successful season in your mind? He didn't say playoffs. He didn't say 10 wins. He said, I need to walk off the field after the last game and say, this team is in the right direction and the arrow is pointing up and I feel good about it. And so if that's 8-8 or 9-7 with Eli all year, he'll be fine with that. And look, it's organic. It is going to be apparent that Daniel Jones has to play. If the team goes down the tubes and they don't have a good record and they're not in playoff contention, they're not going to just let Eli go out there game after game. They're going to play Daniel Jones. They love the guy. I mean, they love the guy. They think he is their next quarterback. So it will play out. It really will.
One of the biggest things holding this team back last year, there were issues and problems with the offense, certainly, but the defense was bad, and certainly in the second part of the year, bad. They traded away their best run stopper during the season, their best pass rusher after the season, their best safety from last year's team they let walk in free agency. They added some veterans. They drafted a bunch of young guys. What do you see so far from this defense? And where are you feeling like, is this going to be worse or better than last year?
Well, what I'm seeing is things that concern me. There's no question about it. I mean, when you look at it, Laurie, when you go down the list, How many players can you look at and say, I know what we're getting from him? Mm-hmm. Probably Janoris Jenkins, right? I mean,
yep.
he's a steady pro.
Yep.
Probably Antoine Bethea.
Yes.
I mean, he's been around forever. As
yep.
long as he doesn't come off the cliff. You know,
mm-hmm.
at some point, everybody gets old. He's 35, but he played well last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Ogletree is, you know, maybe not your idea of the ideal inside linebacker, but you know what to expect from him pretty much. After that, that's it. That's three players, basically. Maybe a little bit of Kareem Martin, but he's not going to be a big impact player. So there are guys out there. Look, if we're talking in several months from now and you call me up and say, let's talk about Lorenzo Carter. What a year this guy had in
mm-hmm.
year number two. I could see that scenario playing out, but he hasn't done it yet. So, I mean, is he going to have 5 sacks or 10 sacks?
Right.
Or 12 sacks? I mean, I don't know. I think he has the potential for 12, but, you know, there's a lot of potential there, I think. You know, Jabril Peppers is a good player. Is he good or is he really good? We'll see. DeAndre Baker, I think, looks really good as a rookie, but he's a rookie.
Yep.
I have no idea where he is going. There's a lot of guys. You know, B.J. Hill had a nice rookie year, right? I think we can both agree with that.
Yep.
Is he a nice player? Is he an okay player? Is he better than that? So there are so many question marks. I can paint the scenario for you, Laurie, on defense where they're pretty good. But so many things have to happen that I can't state will happen that I feel confident about that, you know, I think that's going to be could be a real problem where they can score some points. And, you know, this defense, especially until they find themselves when these rookies start figuring it out,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be rough.
Yeah, the secondary for sure is one of those areas that can go either way. It could be young and athletic, they make mistakes, but they show you something, or it could be miscommunications and a disaster all over the place there. Let's switch to, this is the time of year, we're through a couple of preseason games, we have two more to go, and we always talk about position battles. And there are guys who are going to try and make this roster. Which position battle do you have your eye on?
You know, there's not a whole lot of them. I would say the other inside linebacker position. Now, this is not a high level, you know, marquee position, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Tay Davis is starting, you know, a second year guy who was, you know, who really didn't play much at all last year. Basically a converted safety in a lot of ways is starting right now. I mean, the real story, which, I mean, in right around Labor Day, when they make these cuts, you know, B.J. Goodson could be cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy was a starting linebacker. I mean, he's working with the third team. He does not seem to be part of their plans. You know, they do not like the way he covers. So you're talking Tay Davis and maybe a little Ryan Connolly, you know,
mm-hmm.
the rookie from Wisconsin,
yep.
who's looked good. Do I think he's going to start September 8th at Dallas? Probably not, but I think they wouldn't be afraid to make that switch. So that is probably not a position of strength right now. Not probably. It is not a position of strength right now. But it's a spot that there is competition. As far as...
How about wide receiver, which is a position where I would say also not a position of strength, but you have one guy who is recovering from a broken thumb, another guy who's suspended for 4 games, and yet there's some players who have been intriguing, at least, in these first two preseason games. What are you seeing? Who do you think could make the team at wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say with Golden Tate suspended that, you know, is Cody Latimer or is Benny Fowler going to start if they only use two receivers? I think it's probably Latimer and then Fowler. Benny Fowler is actually... looked really good this summer. I mean, he's impressed me. You know, he's one of those guys. He's 27 years old. He's in his fifth year. He's just kind of like an afterthought. He's had some plays in Denver. He's just a guy, you know, in all the preseason guys and you're projecting, no one's looking at him and saying, you know, he's not a fantasy football guy, you know, that you're going to
mm-hmm.
take. So, you know, he's not a plus. He's a minus on everyone's mind. And he's not a great player, but I like what Pat Shurmur said the other day about his receivers. They're a bunch of tough guys who play a fancy position. So I think Benny Fowler's on the team. I think Cody Latimer's on the team. If Darius Slayton, you know, he's the rookie, and I don't think they'll stash him on the practice squad. I think he'll probably make the team, but he needs to play now. You know, he's been hurt enough. He needs to play now. Russell Shepard, I think, probably will be on the team, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if he's not, but I think he probably will be. And, you know, it could be Russell Shepard or TJ Jones. And Mm-hmm. You know, they could keep T.J. Jones ahead of Russell Shepard. You know, he's not a rookie. You know, he's just, you know, fourth or fifth year guy too, so they're kind of interchangeable. Russell Shepard, I would say, is a very good locker room guy. He's their most vocal receiver, gives it to the defense. He's popular, so he would be not a popular cut, but that doesn't mean they won't do it anyway. T.J. Jones has had a better summer than Russell Shepard has.
All right. Unfortunately, our time is up because I could keep going and going down the roster, but we'll keep checking in with you and on the bus to Canton. Paul Schwartz, always appreciate the time. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, Lori.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.